calling station. You're breaking the squelch. That was about it. KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, KV4CPA.
Dave, how are you?
How am I hitting the repeater?
You're pretty good in the repeater right now. You're full flighty.
Switched over to my Baofeng and I just hooked it up to the antenna on the roof.
Assume that was you trying to get in earlier.
Me. I've got a radio coming. I ordered it last night, so I'll throw this piece of junk in the trash.
Yo, is it?
In wood. TM-231A.
So I guess it's just outlived its usefulness.
I bought the power supply from a friend of mine. He gave me a box full of stuff, and this was in it. And it worked at the time, but it's had some problems. And it's old. It's a 2-meter rig. Can't remember what the maximum output is, but anyway, it won't even transmit on high power, so I have to keep it on mid power, which is 10 watts.
I guess you got your money's worth out of it. That's one way of looking at it.
Playing too much. So I'll just wait for, I ordered an ICOM. It's just 2 meters, and it's a mobile rig, but I'll put it in here in the shack, and it's 65 watts. So, and I'm gonna get a new antenna too, because I don't like the way this one's performing. It's not picking up very many repeaters around here.
Where you're at, it'll be picking up quite a few of them.
Yeah, it hits about four. It hits 8.2 and 9.4 and God, what is that one? 147? Is it 285 or something like that? But I tried 145, 330, and it ripped barely, the repeater barely broke the squelch on this one.
Your radio at 10 watts, the antenna may not be the problem, it may have been the radio the whole time.
Yeah, but not on reception. I don't know, you might have a point there too. It could be the radio. We'll just see what happens. And I like ICOM, and I got a real good deal on this thing, and it came with a $20 rebate, and it's a nice looking rig.
Be on an ICOM 5100 right now.
Sounds good. And that may be what I ordered. I'll be honest with you, I can't remember the number. I started to get one just like I've got in the car, but I rarely talk on 440, and if I need to, I can switch over to this radio, and it's got 440 on it, so. And I've got all the local repeaters programmed into it.
5100, it's 2-meter, 440, and it's got the T-Star in it. I don't use the T-Star part of it, but I like the big touchscreen. And it's easy for me to see why I'm driving.
Saw that one. That's a nice-looking rig. I like the screen on that one especially. That's not the one I got. Mine looks Mine looks like, you know, your typical screen. I think it has several different shades that you can, of color you can pick from, but for a background or for the numbers, but anyway, but it's a nice looking rig.
Like Icom stuff, that and Kenwood and Yaesu, I've got one of each, pretty much.
KB4CBA. Yeah, I've had, had a Yaesu handheld. I had it for years, and probably 25 years, and I gave it to my nephew. He got his ticket and gave him all the accessories that I bought for it, and but I don't think he's doing much with ham radio. But the only radio I hadn't been real impressed with is the Alinco. Maybe it's me. I just don't like the way they look. And I got to use one that had some problems, and I sent it up to there's a guy that does repairs in North Carolina, and it worked for a few weeks, and then it bit the dust. So it's just sitting over here as a paperweight. I might as well throw it in the trash. I took the knobs off of it. I like to keep the knobs, you know. You just never know. I put one of them on one of my little speakers that I have on my for my computer. I've got a nice set of speakers with a subwoofer, and one of the knobs broke, and this knob fit perfectly, so I just slid it on there.
That's always handy to keep knobs and little fixtures to put stuff together. I got a drawer full of that stuff.
I guess when I die, somebody will go through my toolbox and they'll wonder why all that junk's in there. There's all kinds of stuff, and there's some things people, they won't even know what it is, but I kept it for a reason.
I'm at a mechanic with a toolbox that doesn't have a junk drawer in it.
Yep, I had a like an electrical junk drawer with jumper wires and fuses and sockets for, you know, for light bulbs and bulbs and just all kinds of stuff. And I had a couple of drawers of plugs, you know, little rubber plugs and different things like that. And then I had one drawer that had some nuts and bolts, some small nuts and bolts, and especially the 10 millimeter ones that I used on the piece that you have to take off underneath the car to change the oil. Some of them would come in and they'd be missing one, or it'd be all tore up, and I couldn't, you know, I'd try to clean the threads up on it. Well, instead of trying to clean the threads up on it, I'd just throw it in the trash and use one that was in my drawer. It made it a lot quicker.
The same thing. Anytime I replace a wiring harness, I always cut the electrical connectors off of it, and I had a plastic parts bin beside my toolbox that I always throw those in. That saved my behind several times.
I'll just mention this. This is I'm on a battery here, but it's a I bought a bigger battery for this Baofeng, but it could go out at any moment. So if I disappear, that's what happened.
I understand. I'm getting up close to the dead spot, so I'm going to have to switch over to the other repeater if you want to come over there. If not, I get it.
The 147, yeah, 147 repeater.
Roger that.
I've got that programmed in here.
I'll talk to you over there. I'll talk to you later today. 4-8.
KB4CBA.